If our God, whom we serve, can save us from the fiery, white-hot furnace, and from your hands, O King, may he save us. But even if he will not, know, O King, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue that you have set up. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Those are really hard names to say that you were dealing with there. So thank you very much, Don. You've done a lot of hard work this week. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But every time I hear those names, I remember when I was just a little boy and we had these. We had to sing a song in our Bible class for something when I was growing up. And what we would change the words. We'd change the names of these men. And we would always call them Hamshack, Meat Rack, and To Bed We Go. So that's how I remember them always. Hamshack, Meat Rack, and To Bed We Go. Crazy names that I had in my youth. But these men with these crazy names lived out a crazy life. That when you see what they are doing there, they are faced with the one who is the ruler of all the known world. King Nebuchadnezzar. He's in charge of everything, and in his own greatness had this beautiful gold statue built of him. Because he saw that he was ruler of everything, well, everybody should worship my statue because I am the greatest. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego thought otherwise. And they were the only people who would not bow down and worship, and they were a part of the king's court. Because they had their own God. They were willing to go to death. And we see here that God did save them. But he saved them in a miraculous way. What this should mean for us in our daily struggles is to remind us that what was going on in that fiery furnace when it was heated 7 times hotter than normal so badly, it doesn't say it in our reading today because they excised that portion from it, but when the soldiers threw them in, the ones who put them into the fiery furnace actually died from the heat. But the 3 boys did not die. They didn't die. And rather, when they were in that flame, it was seen that they weren't alone, but that there was a 4th one who was like a son of God who was present. What that should see for us is that's not something that just happened for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Brothers and sisters, we have that too today. We're not alone within our struggle against sin. We're not alone. There is always one who is like a son of God who is always with us. And I'm not just talking about the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Each one of us has a guardian angel who is with us at every moment of our lives since the very first moment of our conception unto the last moment of our death to bring us back to God if we should choose well and go back to him. In our struggle against sin, we're never alone. It may feel like we're separated from everybody, like everybody else is going and doing the other thing, like they're engaging in that gossip or going in this direction. But our guardian angel is with us. And no matter what sort of evil somebody else might project upon us for not engaging in that sin, or no matter how we may feel separated from the group because we don't, God doesn't leave us alone. God always remains with us. Especially with our guardian angels. So, like I've said many, many times, if we don't have a relationship with our guardian angel, we need to have that. Because he is there, always, there to defend us and to strengthen us against every movement against God. When we feel like we're alone in our grief and in our sorrow, we're not. Even if mother or father abandon us, husband or wife or son or daughter, our guardian angel is still there. We're never alone. And the sooner we come to realize that, the sooner we can be a little bit more like this ham shack, like this meat rack and this to bed we go guy. These 3 men who stood strongly for the faith. And today we hold as heralds and heroes. Maybe one day, on that great award ceremony that is in heaven, maybe you're the one who's going to be lifted up too. Because you said no to sin, yes to Christ, and recognized that you, like they, you're not alone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.